The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Where were you when, 20 years ago today, and O.J. was fleeing in a light Bronco? Do you remember? Do you care? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Not only do I remember where I was at, I bought a Bronco because of it. I mean, thankfully it was 20 years ago, and I can say it was, my sordid past. It's a chapter in history that I can just wipe off the map.
Bet you're glad you're not driving that to Tioga every so often. Wow. How many gallons per mile did that thing have?
Ooh, it was not, plus the two-door thing. There's some theories out there. The reason the Bronco was discontinued by Ford was because of the tarnish that O.J. did to it from that whole chapter. Others say it was because, just the two-door thing was not very practical, and Ford got into some trouble, and they were going to rework it, and then they just dropped it altogether. So the Bronco brand went away. I don't know which it is, but I do remember where I was at, and I do wonder if there's anybody anywhere that believes O.J. was not guilty. I really do. It just seems like it's one of those sad chapters in American legal history where, the facts point to something very different than the outcome. So tell us what you think if you're at all pondering that question today. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Email's always welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of you weighing in on Facebook on that question regarding the 20th anniversary. Kathleen says, I was in San Francisco, and he's guilty. Don says, the start of the dumbing down of law enforcement and just another stupid moment for American society. Probably could have happened in California at that time, now available across America. Martha says, he slaughtered two people. Guilty. Carol says, watched it all. Guilty. Robert, guilty. John says, I was at a McDonald's in the Minneapolis area watching on TV. Everyone thought he'd written a suicide note. See, he knows he was at McDonald's. I know he was at the Westward Hall in Grand Forks. Yet, tell me where you were a week ago today and had lunch. So there's something that sticks there. There's something in our psyche here, a good moment or bad moment, but it's there. 20 years ago today. Also coming up this hour, we're going to chat with John Gottfried at the bottom of the hour. He's the chair of the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation Coalition on what they're calling illegal signature gathering efforts by sponsors of the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. That's the conservation measure attempting to get on the November ballot. So we have that. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Find out more about them and all the great benefits that the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at ndfb.org. And there are many. There are many, including, by the way, discounts on trips. I noticed they're going to be heading to New York City in December. That sounds like fun. So you save money on the trip. They got a great plan, great event plan. New York City in December. That sound nice to you? ndfb.org if you want to find out more about the trip and everything they're going to be doing in December in New York City. You can check that out. Also, under the membership link, you're going to find all kinds of benefits of membership. And vehicles are a big one, a real big one. In fact, I was talking to a guy the other day that bought like 8 or 9 vehicles. I forget what, but he had a bunch of vehicles to buy, trucks, and got a $500 discount on everyone above other discounts and offers from the dealer just from his membership. Do you think the $50 a month for the Farm Bureau membership was worth it for him? Unbelievable. And actually, they know that a lot of people that are Farm Bureau members even don't realize that the discount is available and don't use it. So use it. NDFB.org. And if you're not a member, it's a good reason to be a member. Just that one thing. Save you a bunch of money. All right, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550 and find out what's on your mind. Mike is in Makoti. Is that where you're at, Mike?
Yes.
Where's Makoti?
It's about 41 miles southwest of Minot.
Got it. All right. Not been there. I'll put it on my bucket list. Listening on KCJB today. Glad you called. What's on your mind?
Just wondering how your thoughts are like on write-in candidates or like on the city council.
I saw the mayor of Gardner is a mayor because of a write-in campaign. 9 people voted for the for the city election in Gardner, a little town between Hillsborough and Fargo, I guess, and on I-29. Read that news story the other day. So in that case, it got him a mayor. Because I'm trying to remember, was there not a candidate or something? But, you know, generally my thoughts are, you know, usually ends up being a protest vote, right, Mike? You know, and right. not likely going to happen. So a bit of a waste rather than, you know, affecting. But on the other hand, there are occasions when it's well organized enough. Why is that on your mind today, Mike?
Well, you know, there was only, 33 people that voted. And from right off the bat, here I took the time doing the petition, this and that, to get on the ballot. And we had to beg for somebody to write in for a mayor. And there was 2 seats on the city council. And I got beat out by 1 vote, and my name was on the ballot.
Wow. So in that case, you're saying, hey, I followed the process. Others didn't. I get beat out. This isn't how democracy ought to work. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yep.
Yeah. And, you know, small voting in that case. Obviously, something like that can make a difference, but I'd probably be ticked if I were you, too. Hey, I followed the process. Yeah. I followed the deadlines, did what it required to get my name on the ballot, and I don't end up winning. On the other hand, I guess if the provision is there and it's loud, then you know, it's not like they didn't follow the process. There was a process for voting, and it worked. So, but yeah. I'd probably be ticked if I were you too, Mike.
I just wanted to, you know, point that out. You know, as far as people wanting to be on the council or, you know, anything, and do all that work, and then, you know, people that just all of a sudden the last second decide to run. It's just like the case in Minot for the mayor.
Interesting point. Appreciate the call very much, Mike. Thanks. And others welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break about our previous guest.
Currently, you are having a conversation with the educational resource person from the Farm Bureau, and I just wanted to make the comment that they had a very interesting article in the last newsletter in regard to the new form of carpet bagging that is coming to North Dakota, and was wondering if you would want to make a comment on that, because I think that was well done, and I think people need to know that the petitions that are being signed are really being driven by outside entities, particularly California, big money people, environmentalists who are interested in gaining land and having control over that. We do have a very good conservation program that the legislature put up that will be well monitored. This has not the ability to be monitored well, is very risky, and I think people need to be well educated on that point before they start signing those petitions, and would encourage them not to sign petitions for the people of North Dakota. Thank you.
You know, I'm generally of the opinion, put the question to people, but, you know, number one, we're going to find out more about the illegal signature gathering efforts that are going here, and I also think I have a disdain for this idea that, you know, who isn't for clean water, right? Who doesn't want, you know, better wildlife or better parks or whatever? But the devil is in the details here, and the way this could be demagogued, if I was asked to sign this, I would sign it. Because I do believe that, number one, you're right, it's outside influences, number one. And number two, it's too easily demagogued. It's too easily convoluted. Can't ask your question on the carpet bagging of our previous guest because she's gone, but we will ask it of John Godfrey because we're going to be talking about that at the bottom of this hour. Elaine and Mercer wanted to weigh in on polling and voting. Go ahead, Elaine, you're up.
Hi, I've been a judge and also an inspector at the polling place for many years. April gave some misinformation the other day when she was on your show. She indicated that all a person had to do would be bring a telephone bill or a light bill, and that would prove their identity. And that's wrong, because that would establish their residency in the precinct, but it would not identify them. They still had to bring an ID. And the new law actually makes it much easier at the polling place because we no longer have to force the person to fill out an affidavit or vouch for them, which really put us on the spot. We could vouch for a person if we knew them or knew of them, and we no longer can do that, which is, I believe, a good thing because it kind of put us on the spot. Things went real smooth, and I know one of the real issues that people come up with when I ask them why they don't vote at the primary election is they don't think their vote means anything at the primary election. They don't like to stay within a party. They want to cross party lines, and they can't in the primary election.
True, but although there's local elections that aren't primary elections, but
right.
But I certainly agree with you, Elaine, on the larger point. I also thought of when she brought up the fact there were like 10,000 affidavits, you know,
right.
And we had, for instance, in the Senate race, a difference of 3,000 votes between Congressman Berg and Senator Heitkamp. So it you know, it's something we ought to be worried about. But we're going to be tackling that topic with the Secretary of State soon. Thanks, Elaine. More coming up.
Very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The Czech office putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To know what's on your mind. 20-year anniversary of O.J. Simpson, voter ID laws, Gene Taylor bolting for the University of Iowa to keep on a career track, whatever it is, you let us know on the program by calling us at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Temple, North Dakota for a call that came in during the break at 800-228-0550. Temple, North Dakota. You know where that's at, Todd? I do.
Yeah, good morning. This is David from Temple. Regarding this morning's Bible discussion, I would like to recommend to read Matthew chapter 23. There are several instances there of Jesus calling the Pharisees fools and a bunch of snakes. And I don't see really much difference between calling someone snakes or rats. So I'd like to hear your opinion on that. Thank you.
All right, so
I thought he was calling from your church, Temple. It's Temple, North Dakota. I thought maybe some friend of yours, hey, I'm calling from Temple. Because what do most people say when I'm calling from Temple? Okay, it's where you worship with them. Okay.
For anybody that missed this, I started this because at the beginning of the program, I admitted that I was at Mass this morning, and the gospel had me thinking about O.J. Simpson and the radio show. O.J., because of the line in there about the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike, right? But yet what goes around came around for O.J. And the other part was the love your neighbor deal. Love your neighbor, hate your enemy, and it said basically love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And I was bringing that back to remember last week when somebody called in and said Heidi Heinkamp's an idiot, and from time to time people will call in and they'll lob bombs, and we try and say, come on, that gives talk radio a bad name. Disagree with the policy, not the person. Don't do the name calling thing. Now David has thrown he's got a hornet's nest stirred up for us here because he's matching Matthew 5:43-48 with whatever he came back with of the snakes and the fools and the everything else. I still am going to agree that it's better not to name call, not to and to keep it Wes earlier called with I think some points on this.
I'm thinking if the radio
well.
Talk show thing doesn't go through for you, Scott, seminary may be your next step.
I don't think so. I don't think I'd make the cut.
Why? Why not?
My only point was to say, just be nice. I don't think we need a Bible verse to tell us just to be nice, right?
It's reinforcement, though. It reinforces the point. This is what God wants. Well, listen to me. Okay. I'm becoming you now.
I there is a tall bar in this. It said, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. So we're going to strive for perfection. And in my view, perfection would be say, I don't like that. I disagree with that. But I'm not going to call that person an idiot. I'm not going to call it. And this caller is trying to say, hey, call them an idiot when they're an idiot. Here's my belief. Tell me if we're wrong here, folks. In this effort to strive for perfection, can you accomplish the same thing without calling the person an idiot or a fool or a snake or whatever? Can you accomplish the same thing by challenging the position rather than a name calling? I just think what is that about? How many more flies we can get with honey versus what I'm saying? What is that? A fly swatter? I forget the analogy, but anyway, you get the. You get the point. David, take your point, and we'll see who folks more agree with. Todd and I and our little mantra to avoid the name-calling, or, hey, if it was good enough for him, it ought to be good enough for us. So appreciate that. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's another on the other issue we've been banning about that started actually at the end of yesterday's program and will continue, no doubt. On the reasons behind low voter turnout. Let's go to this caller calling from Montana.
Good morning, Scott. I think that your comments on the election and ID, I think it's such a farce, and I don't even see how the Democrats can look at their constituents or look at anybody in their community in the face and with a straight face when all they're trying to do is defraud the election. We have to have an ID to get a driver's license, get a fishing license to do anything. And the most important right we have is to vote the people who represent us. And I think it is just unbelievable how these Democrat politicians can look at the people in their community in the face and say that it's all right to have just anybody vote. We'll just go on their word. This should be for legal Americans and legal Americans only to vote who represents them. Scott, you have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call. I don't know that I've heard any Democrats say just let anybody vote. I think the Democratic argument is additional restrictions on voting, you know, are not a good thing. And in this case, the additional restriction is the requirement that your ID match your address and that the records match. And I think it's a real far-fetched deal to say it is one of the reasons that voter turnout was so low. But they're going to, you know, they are. That's their mantra. But we mentioned an email that came in response to our conversation yesterday with the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, April Fairfield, and it was from the current Secretary of State, Al Jaeger, her opponent in the race. We're going to have him on soon to deal with that issue. Let's go to David in Barnes County. What's on your mind today, David?
Fairfield should have known that there were farmers in Sussman County that had moved into town but still voted in their former districts, since that was relatively common knowledge around town.
Is that right? It was, huh?
Yep.
So you're saying people voted that shouldn't have.
Well, they shouldn't have voted where they voted.
I got it. They shouldn't have voted where they voted.
Yes. And the other thing, too, is when it comes to politics and religion, Democrats are as ignorant as the average North Dakota fence post. Now, that's not name-calling. That's factual.
Well, there's another side of that whole name-calling debate. It's not name-calling, it's true. Well, then who gets to decide who's an idiot or not? That's kind of a tough one. Appreciate it, David. Jay, Highway 85, listening on K-Fire. You're next. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hey, a couple of thoughts. One about the name-calling. The problem with, if God wants to call somebody a name, hey, I'm okay with that, all right? But when two human beings do that with each other, the problem is that the issue doesn't become the changes. Then the issue is what I think of you rather than the issue. So if I call you a name, I sort of lose focus on what is actually the issue. Name calling becomes a distraction. So I think that's really, I think you're wise. You don't want to do the name calling, even though I have to admit that I've done that on occasion. It distracts the issue, and then the actual what you need to deal with isn't getting dealt with. The second issue I wanted to comment on, and this is maybe a little more testy, is President Obama's visit to the Standing Rock Reservation. I guess my concern in some of the promises that were made, and I'm not fully informed, but what really concerns me is that I do not believe we serve Native American culture by trying to make more government promises to take care of them.
Yeah, amen. I certainly agree with you there, and we ought to do a little follow-up. I also thought, well, you know, a lot of promises were made by candidate Obama. We're here 6 years into the presidency saying, I'm going to do more stuff for you. You know, so good points, Jay. Appreciate the call. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Summertime is officially here. Time to plan your getaway to one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We're talking Chase on the Lake. Get a load of this deal. For listeners of this very radio station, for the entire summer, you can stay three nights at Chase and get your fourth night free. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, classic lodging, every category in play for this great deal. Stay three nights, the fourth night is free. Time to plan that vacation. You can explore a little guided fishing on Leech Lake. You can walk to downtown Walker, take a pontoon or jet skis out of the lake, or just relax. Some lakeside dining at the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It's great. There's no blackout dates, no restrictions. Pick your dates, stay three nights, get your fourth night free. Simple as that. In your choice of accommodations at the wonderful Chase on the Lake. Just go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Plains Apache, one of our sponsors today on the program. Need a sprayer? I'd call High Plains Apache. Boy, I tell you what, these sprayers really have a well-earned reputation for you know, planting season, just like the one we've had this year. Holy buckets. Huge, huge attribute to that Apache sprayer. It's the lightest footprint in the industry. You know, pretty wet spring. There's a lot of wet out there, if you look. My gosh. And some parts yesterday, downpours again, some parts of the state. But you have one of those Apache sprayers, and you're in the fields. You're spraying for weeds, which obviously there's going to be more of because it's wet. And you know, you're going to have a lot of soil that's wetter than normal, and weeds growing like crazy. So what a perfect storm to have you know, addressed with your Apache sprayer. And you can if you're a customer of our friends at High Plains Apache. Now, they also have that ET Ag Center that we talk a lot about. So if you need a part for not only the Apache sprayer, but any sprayer, chances are they have it, 50,000 parts in stock. If they don't have it, they'll have it at your door in days. HighPlainsApache.com or call them in Mandan, right across from Bonanza on the East Side Court at 663-2375. They're also in Fargo, right next to Generous Jerry's Fireworks, by the way, in Frontier off that exit across from Walmart. So if you're shopping for fireworks, you can stop by and get a part, too. Can't beat that deal. Anyway, HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see him in Mandan, in Fargo. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you. We're going to chat with John Gottfried about some concerns over a question you may be dealing with in the November ballot, or may not, if the signatures aren't gathered. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, more radio history, Todd. You ready for this?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I mean, Friday it was the radio show from a tractor for the tractor trek. Today it's our first caller from the Ukraine listening on iHeartRadio today. Stuart, tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, good morning, guys. I would say good morning, but it's evening over here, so it's good evening over here and good morning over there. I'm doing good. I've been listening on iHeart over here, and one of the questions that I had, you guys have been talking about voters and everything. What is North Dakota doing to curb maybe illegals, immigrants from voting? In North Dakota, all you need is a photo ID. If I'm correct, it's easy as pie. I'm on the Secretary of State. What if those illegals have driver's licenses?
Yeah, which they get in some states, but obviously they don't in North Dakota. So we don't have a worry about that.
How do you know that?
That dot in North Dakota. Well, I mean, there's states that say, okay, if you're here illegally, we still want you to have a driver's license that actually do that. I would say, how do you know it? Only if they've broken the law in North Dakota, but they have. At least we don't throw the door open and say.
Right. How is Secretary of State, how is people defining, okay, are you here illegally, and you're driving with a driver's license, or how can you have a driver's license but you're here illegally and you're still voting?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But, I guess less of it were here. But that's part of the reason they have the law that they have. I mean, you previously could, sign an affidavit saying, I am that person you think I am, and there were 10,000 affidavits. Now, the only thing really new here is that your address on your ID needs to match the address on the voting roll, and quite honestly, that should be the case anyway, shouldn't it?
Should. That's where your place of residence is. But my question is how you can get a driver's license with your current address. That should all be the same. But how is, if you're here illegally, you can still vote, but voting in federal elections should be for American citizens only. Period.
Yeah, but we'll ask Al Jager that, but I don't think you would be able to do that in North Dakota because you couldn't get a driver's license. If you're here as an illegal immigrant.
Okay, but if you're here legally with a green card, you can get a driver's license. But that does not make you can vote because you're still here. You're a permanent resident, but you're not able to vote yet because you're not a naturalized citizen. So how is North Dakota distinguishing you can vote and you can't vote?
Yeah, good question for Al Jager, the Secretary of State, who is going to join us. So keep listening in the Ukraine, would you, Stuart?
I am. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I came up yesterday, and weather is beautiful over here. The corn is 4 feet high, probably waist high already, and the wheat is turning yellow now.
How is the political landscape? Sounds like the ag landscape's doing good, but how about the other side of it?
I slept from the Kyiv to Sumy, but my wife said that she did see military alongside the highway, and they were watching people go in and out. But where we are, we're not seeing any unrest or anything like that.
All right, Stuart. Well, keep checking in with us. Appreciate the update. Thanks a bunch.
Bye-bye.
And glad you're listening. Our next guest is the chair of North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation, the coalition that is presenting the other side of the argument against the folks that are sponsors of the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment and out there gathering signatures and have raised a flag recently about illegal signature gathering, which is a red flag for us. Want to get to the bottom of that. And so we welcome your questions, comments. We also had a call earlier that had a question on where the dollars are coming from this and this push. We can deal with that as well. Or any other questions you have at 800-228-0550. John Gottfried is with us. Hey, John, how are you?
Thanks for having me, Scott.
So let's deal first with this concern you have about the folks that are trying to get this question on the ballot, gathering signatures illegally. What do we know? What's happening?
Well, I think, again, we've seen a pattern of some, I guess, real suspicious activity with this group. We were really busy last Tuesday. We caught reports of these groups collecting signatures outside of polling places in Bismarck, in Fargo, in Grand Forks, Minot, and then especially in Jamestown. There's actually a kind of a confrontation between law enforcement and some signature gatherers in Jamestown that will be, I guess, kind of playing itself out here as we go forward.
And obviously this has to be investigated, and you're raising the point that this needs to be dealt with, but is this an issue that would then sort of, prevent this whole thing from being on the ballot at all? Is there enough? How is this dealt with, I guess, is what I'm asking, Jeff.
Well, I think the way we're dealing with it and the way the county auditor in Sussman County is dealing with it, they're kind of forwarding on this complaint to the proper officials. We'll definitely be raising this with the Secretary of State. There has been a pattern here that they've shown, whether it's through this campaign or the signature gathering effort during the election or the hunter safety reports that we've been receiving where hunter safety officials are kind of almost harassing participants into this having to sign this measure, to other things that we've been hearing. So this will be another, arrow in our quiver that we'll be taking to the Secretary of State to have them review it and make sure that they're looking at these signatures very closely. Will they throw it out? That's up to, Secretary Jager and his staff to make that determination. We're just here simply raising these questions. And it's important to note, Scott, that this is the same group that got their ballot thrown out last November, or the last election we had, you know, with the signature fraud through the NDSU football team and some of the other issues they're having there. So for this group to then come forward and do some of these acts, I guess, that are pretty brazen, they're pretty risky, I guess, from their side of the view, you know, to not really look at the law, not know the law forwards and backwards like you think they would. They just had a signature, a ballot initiative thrown off the ballot by the Secretary of State for signature fraud. You think this group would be the one that would know the law better than anybody else. And we've got reports that, you know, that they're harassing people outside of polling places to get them to sign, which is a clear violation of North Dakota law. So we've got some real concerns that we'll be definitely raising with Secretary of State Al Jaeger.
Yeah, good for you. And if, by the way, if any others have run into any of these issues or have some of that some experience with what John's talking about here, let us know. 800-228-0550. And it doesn't sound like isolated incident with the, you know, a particular polling place and some harassment, but other issues. You're talking about multiple cases that you're getting information on that you're going to gather the facts on and present to the Secretary of State, John?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to note, too, that, you know, this wasn't an isolated incident. They actually had an invitation on their Facebook page to come out and, you know, help gather signatures during at polling places during the election. You know, within the law of North Dakota, you got to be 100 feet away from the door when you're gathering, if you're going to do this gathering of signatures. But, you know, the reports we got, you know, some were clearly in violation of that 100-foot rule. Others were, you know, where, you know, basically you have to walk by the booth or by the table to get into the polling place, which to me violates the spirit of the law, whether or not you're within the 100 feet or not. You know, they're definitely close. And we also got other reports, you know, where they're using hunter safety instructors to gather signatures, which, you know, those hunter safety instructors are acting on behalf of Game and Fish. So that's a violation of the law.
By the way, do they pay them then? Are they paying the hunter safety instructors who happen also to be in that role, as you say, for Game and Fish, or asking? Are they just supporters? What do we know about that?
I'm not sure if they're getting paid. I would imagine they're just supporters. But, you know, as you're acting as a Game and Fish official, you know, you can't be doing these political activities on as well as acting as a Game and Fish official in that capacity. So there's some real issues there. You bring up the paid signature gatherers. You know, Scott, this group, after they got their first ballot initiative thrown out for signature fraud, they came back to the media and said, you know, next time we do it, we're gonna cross our T's and dot our I's, and we're not gonna pay any signature gatherers. We're gonna do it on all volunteer staff. Well, we've now got reports again that they're hiring staff. You know, they've got Facebook posts and Craigslist posts looking for signature gatherers that they're willing to pay. So it really brings me a sense of, can you trust this group? You know, can you trust them at their word? They're asking for the citizens of North Dakota to basically put in their hands $5 billion over the course of 25 years and asking them to trust us. Just trust us. We'll do the right things. We'll do the right projects. You know, it really begs the question, if you can't follow simple election law, why would we want to trust you with the $5 billion going forward?
Yeah, and I want to get into that because that's the fundamentals. If it ultimately got on the ballot, what's the question we're asking? And that's a big price tag. To be clear, it's not illegal to hire people to gather signatures, but you're just going to the trust question because they previously said we're not going to do that anymore. But, I mean, they can hire people to gather signatures as long as they do it lawfully, right?
Certainly, and as long as the signature gatherer is a qualified voter in North Dakota. Again, we've got some reports that they've got out-of-state individuals coming in collecting these signatures. So we've got a whole host of issues that we'll be bringing forward. But it, like I said, yeah, you certainly can pay signature gatherers. It just goes back to the question of, you know, they had this issue with the first go around with the signature fraud. They came back to the public in North Dakota, said, listen, we screwed up. We're going to do it the right way this time. And now we've seen a pattern of, you know, where they're really not following their word. And frankly, they're violating the law.
By the way, if I were harassed, I wouldn't succumb to the harassment. I wouldn't sign it. And the reason I wouldn't sign it is the fundamentals of ultimately what it will do. And in my view, how easily it's demagogued, because, you know, the mom and apple pie, you know, clean water, wildlife and parks amendment isn't that. It's a money grab is what it is. And the folks that want the money don't have a lot of North Dakota connections. But we're going to talk about that when we come back with John Gottfried of the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation Coalition on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Got that caller that was calling about the presidential visit to the Indian reservation. It really did cut him off. He had more to say.
Yeah, if you didn't hear that, the caller was saying, hey, the guy that called earlier about concerns about the reservation and the president's visit and actually more government and what happens, he had more to say. I realize he did. We have something here called hard breaks, and we break at the same times every day. And unfortunately, when a caller comes in towards the end of the break, you try and get as much of it in as you can. And if we have time, we hold them over. And try and finish on the other side of the break, and it's kind of a judgment call. So just so you know, we never cut anybody off from this unless they violate a rule or something. But we want to hear from folks. Just a little caller tip. Always a good idea if you want to get in your piece to call early in the segment rather than late, and we'll get you in. Or even say, I'm not done. Hang on. Can I finish? And we'll hold you over to the break. So, why do farmers do what they do? We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We love getting questions like this. And this is actually a why do ranchers do what they do question. And the question that came in was, why do ranchers still use horses to work cattle instead of equipment like an ATV? For an answer, here's Chris, a rancher in from Belfield, courtesy of the Farm Bureau. Chris?
Well, I guess over in my part of the country, in West North Dakota, some of the country's pretty rough, and so for ease of movement of cattle and stuff like that, you get places better with a horse than you could an ATV, and also cattle seem to work better and calmer around horses. ATVs, you know, they don't have a mind of their own like a horse does, where if you get in a rough spot and ATV go over an edge, or a horse will keep some caution to it. And also, that's just to keep traditional alive. Guys still use horses, and for that reason, too, just to keep the cowboy way going. Also, out here, sometimes it may not be the easiest way to go saddle a horse in the morning, but sometimes slower is faster to work cattle, in my eyes, anyway.
Chris from Belfield, thanks for a great answer. Ask your questions of why farmers do what they do at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Bringing Ag Home, ndfb.org. All right, wrapping up our conversation in our final segment, which means if you do have a question or comment, call now, 800-228-0550 for John Gottfried, chairman of North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation Coalition. We did have a call earlier specifically talking about a Farm Bureau piece that was out that talked about the term she used was carpetbaggers being behind the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. I promised I would ask for the caller, how much of this effort is being financed outside of North Dakota, John?
Well, right now, based on all the reports that we've gotten from the Secretary of State's office, and, you know, you've got to file these campaign reports on a kind of an annual basis and at different times during the year, 96% of their dollars are coming from outside of North Dakota. And by outside of North Dakota, I mean we're talking East Coast, you know, not Minnesota and those type of things. It's an East Coast kind of led effort. You know, the dollars amount we're looking at is about, you know, $660,000 has come in from the East Coast. You know, you're talking your Nature Conservancy, your World Wildlife Fund, the Conservation Fund, the Audubon Society. So a lot of these groups that don't necessarily have footprints in North Dakota are donating to this campaign. And then, well, it's important to note, too, that there's a lot of individuals who live out on the East Coast who, you know, frankly, if I were a betting man, I'd say they've never even set foot in North Dakota, that have put in significant amount of money into these campaigns. So this right now isn't being led by North Dakotans. You know, I think it's an effort to come into North Dakota and tell us how to kind of use our land. They know better. You know, obviously the East Coast always seems to think that they know how to do things so much better than we do here. And I think this is another example of that.
It seems to me it's about money. I mean, obviously, they're putting an investment in because they would, I mean, the amount of dollars they would get skimmed off the top would enough to choke a horse, no pun intended, but that's what it is, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the amount of money that they're putting in, so, you know, you do $660,000 or whatever else, whatever they decide to put in. We've been hearing reports that they're going to do $2 to $4 million worth of money into this campaign. That's $2 million to get $5 billion. That's a fantastic return. So this is absolutely about the money. We've got the resources in North Dakota. We are, you know, we're doing very well in our state, and I think we've kind of, you know, we're the shining star of the nation, and people want to get their hands in our pockets, and I think this is certainly an example of that.
How would they get $5 billion with this amendment?
Well, if you look at the life of the amendment is 25 years long. It's a 5% of the oil extraction tax would come off the top and go into a conservation fund or the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Fund. So based on our calculations, which we've done, you know, using some of the numbers from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, keeping oil at about $100 a barrel, and kind of projecting the natural life curve of some of these oil wells, our numbers come up to about $5 billion over the 25-year lifespan of this, or if you want to break it down a little further, $300 million every 2 years, starting out in 2015, or even further, that's $3 million a week that'd be going into this fund.
Wow. Should folks sign the petition in your view?
Well, I mean, I think the folks they can make their own decision. Our goal is just simply to get the education out so they know what they're signing, so they can make that informed decision if they're presented with this petition gather. Me personally, and I think I speak for our coalition members, we would appreciate a decline to sign. We hope that, you know, if you want to go to ndcommonsenseconservation.com, you can kind of arm yourself with the facts if you're approached by a signature gatherer. You know, the one thing in North Dakota, Scott, and you know this, that these petitions, when signature gatherers come up to you, they tell one side of the story. And frankly, it's not their responsibility to tell the other side. But the way they sell these things are often, it's very misleading. You know, I know signature gatherers for this effort have come up and said, wouldn't you like to put just a little bit of money away to protect clean water? Well, everybody's in favor of that. So make sure you know the facts before you when you're presented with this, so you can make that informed decision.
I want dirty water.
I'm not going to sign just for the very reasons of you know, the outside bucks and how easy this is demagogued. Hey, don't you want clean water? ndcommonsenseconservation.com for more on the information. Thanks, John. Appreciate you being here today.
Thanks,
we'll continue to follow up what Secretary of State does on the questions on illegal signature gathering, too. God bless you. Got to go. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.